This is Coffee at KYUK, conversation between friends and neighbors. Come in and have a cup.
Joining us for coffee this morning is Mary Beth Hessler, who is running for a seat on the Bethel City Council. The election for that will be Tuesday, October 3rd. Here to speak with her is KYUK's Francisco Martinez-Cuello. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Mary Kay. Good morning, Mary Beth. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Good morning.
So, yeah, talk to me about your origin story. I've seen you a lot there in City Council, but I don't really you touched on it a little bit at the City Candidate Forum, City Council Candidate Forum, but I guess here's your opportunity to get further into, like, who you are, where you're from.
Okay, yes, sure, thank you. So my family came from Nebraska. In 2011, I had a brother that was in Marshall that was a VPSO there, and I had a brother that was in Antioch, a state trooper there. And those are my only two siblings. And so my parents wanted to come up for ministry reasons, and I had an older son that was married, and he wanted to come up to be near his uncles. And so I had four children still at home, and it would have just been devastating not to bring them where my family all was. So especially for family support, and I wanted to be a help with what my parents were doing. And so we all went to Marshall. And so we were there 9 months and had a great time, learned a lot about remote bush, Alaska, and then came to Bethel from there in 2012.
The big city.
Yes, the big city. Paved roads. Yes. But there were jobs and housing here. And so when I got here with my four children that were still home with me, I didn't have a car. And so I got a job at AC and worked there for 3 months for $14 an hour.
All right.
And then I got a job at the hospital in hospital maintenance, where I stayed for 9 years. But for 2 years, I did not have a car, and I biked to work down dusty Ptarmigan. And then I learned how the transit system was so amazing, and I got to where, and that's the cheapest way to go. But it does take time coming home on the route, 45 minutes versus 20 minutes going to work.
Wow.
So I had to, you know, figure out ways, but I did. And, you know, I've just enjoyed growing here with my family. One by one, they've left. I have one left at home now. So,
how many children do you have?
I have five birth children, and now I've adopted two. Okay. As you know, I do foster care, and so I have two that I've adopted. And
so, have you always done foster care, or was it something that started when you came to Alaska?
I started in Alaska in 2015.
Okay.
Yes.
And so what drove you to participate and be more active in the community and run for city council?
Well, the year before I joined on council, I had seen where committees and commissions were needing more people. And so I thought, oh, I'll do that. I think we should take our responsibility and shoulder the load and participate in our government as much as possible. So I signed up for three, thinking maybe they will let me join one. But I got put on all three, and that was a little more than I expected, but it was quite a good experience learning. And then that summer, when I saw council seats were open, I thought, I had just resigned at the hospital, and I was going to homeschool my kids and help some other families that wanted to do so, that were new at it, needed guidance. And so I had more time where, you know, I'm with the kids all day. I felt like I could spare some evening time away. It was just good timing.
And so what committees were you a part of then?
I was on the Finance Committee. I was on Public Safety and Transportation Commission and the Port Commission.
And so what have you learned during your time as a city council member?
A lot. So at first, being new, I didn't even know how quite council all operated even. But now I know all the procedures, how it works, how to get a law changed. I know a lot about what's going on in the city hall. I have tried to listen very carefully and take interest in everything that I hear and look into concerns that community people have brought to me. And I've learned a lot. I mean, I could go into lots of details, I guess. I don't know how much you want me to go into. But.
I guess, so with this, if you are elected again for another two-year term, what are you going to, you know, look into to push for as part of, like, you know, your stamp on the city, since you've been such a member of the community?
Yes. Well, you know, the finance department, if it's healthy, then Bethel will be healthy. All the things that we want to do in Bethel, like improve roads, improve housing, improve water and sewer, that depends on our condition of our finance department, if it's healthy or where we're at there. And we are struggling. We need to fill the highest position in that department. It's got an interim right now, but he leaves in October. And it's critical, and it's also critical that we get a good city manager, because he's responsible for the department, as all the other departments as well. It's just been something we've been working on, hiring a new city manager. And I'm concerned that we get somebody that's qualified, that is experienced, and knows how to help with especially the finance department, but all aspects of the city are important. I don't want to make it sound like there's any of it that's not. But without having the finances lined up, we can't make headway on all these other areas that we want to. And so that's one of my concerns. Get our house in order, so to speak.
Yeah.
And then there's so much we can do, and I'm aspiring to see a lot done and all these other things.
Yeah. And what about your fellow council members now? Do you guys all get along? And, like, you know, do you feel like there's a good rapport? There always been? Because I'm just curious as to how things were in the past or previous.
Well, so I feel we should have good leadership, right? So the council is the leadership of this town over our city manager, clerk, and attorney. And I feel sometimes frustrated because I get the feeling, it may not be intended for this, but I get the feeling that we are, well, some members want us to maybe close our eyes and not dig or look very deep, like, you know, it might cause problems or something. But I feel we're elected because we're responsible. And especially when things concern us, we're the first person that should look and see. Not to meddle, you know, but why shouldn't we have our eyes open, you know, and look?
And so I guess there's also, it's pretty competitive, these seats, as opposed to the past. Is what are your thoughts on that?
I am delighted. I am so glad to see so many others taking interest in this role, because, you know, I do my best, and I'm concerned. And if I'm not elected, I'll feel at least, whew, you know, I did my part. It's not on my shoulders. It's not because I didn't try. But I feel sure whoever gets elected will, they all have a heart to do what's best for Bethel. And the world is not going to end. It's still good. And I'm still going to love Bethel.
And so was this your first city council candidate forum, or no?
I was on one when I was elected, but okay. It was not in person like this one.
Right. Okay. And so what did you think about it this time, since it was in person? You know, any thoughts, any takeaways?
No, nice. I'm glad I could come in person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But have you met all the other candidates or talked to them?
I met everybody except there's one, Teresa, that I have not met, because she was not at the candidate forum the other night.
And so is there anything else that you would like people to know about you? I mean, What, you have any hobbies other than, you know, being with your family?
Oh, many. I like sewing. I do enjoy fishing and berry picking, and I even went moose hunting and camping and boating and anything. I mean, I just love all the things. Gardening. I can't think of too much I don't like. Hiking. Yes, but things I would like the community to know. So I really care about honesty and transparency, openness, and kind, helpful leadership. So when there's things that we find that have not been kept up, like, for instance, just say, talking about the sales tax.
Yeah.
Because that is our main way to have revenue in this city.
Right.
We don't have property tax, so we can't function without money, you know. So just say, after we find that there's been years that it wasn't looked after, and now we see we need to look after it, so we start in. We need kind, helpful leadership. We do need to look into it, and it is true, it's been found that's very lacking there, but we need kind, helpful relations with our community. I am concerned that we don't just, okay, you see the massive number of businesses that are, you know, out of compliance or whatever, as we were told. So I was worried at first to think that it could put a bunch of businesses into bankruptcy or something. And I wanted especially to see a way to help people get on track going forward without blowing all our businesses out of the water, because that's our backbone, our businesses. We can't ruin each other and get anywhere, you know. So I want to see kind, helpful leadership, where when we're trying to rein in new, whatever, just take, they were talking about the bags and the ban that was in place. I didn't know of it. You know, I wouldn't want to just blow people out of the water over things and just start whamming everybody. I think we should, whatever we want to undertake, we should be helpful and say, hey, here's how we can do it. Let me show you the way. And right. Go like that. Anyway, yes.
So, and you were on a trip recently, were you? Or did you go and travel anywhere throughout the state?
Yes, we did. We went out to our church camp in June. And had a great time with family there, too. And then in April, I went to visit my daughter in New York.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So,
so you're actively involved in the church?
Yes.
And so what other ways do you engage the community?
So I have foster care. I have a lot to do with children. I'm not working at the hospital anymore, but I know a lot of people.
Right.
And just being neighborly, I am very busy with school.
Right.
I do a lot with helping families that haven't learned the ropes on it. I've done it with all my kids from the very beginning. That's all I've ever done with my kids. So, and I do know the way. And so I love schooling. And so I give piano lessons.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So try to participate in everything that goes on around town. Take the kids, go to the car show. We had fun.
Oh, right on.
Whatever else is going on, we participate.
So is there anything else you want to say?
I don't have anything right off the top of my head.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for stopping by.
Sure. And thank you for having me so much.
Anytime.
Yes.
That's KYUK's Francisco Martinez-Cuello speaking with Mary Beth Hessler, who is running for a seat on the Bethel City Council. The election is Tuesday, October 3rd. Join us Monday for coffee at KYUK to hear from Danny Suter, another candidate in the Bethel City election.
This is Coffee at KYUK.
That's Coffee, weekday mornings at 8:40. Catch up on old episodes by visiting kyuk.org or find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcast.